Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl Laura Bennett back with another anxiety antidote to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life. Today, we're tackling something that trips up a lot of us. Perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for an unattainable standard? You know, that feeling when even a perfectly toasted piece of bread feels subpar because there's always room for improvement. Yeah, I've been there too. We put pressure on ourselves to be flawless in our work, our relationships, even our hobbies. But guess what? Perfection is a myth, and chasing it can actually backfire, leaving us feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and frankly exhausted. It's like running on a hamster wheel, always going but never getting anywhere. So let's ditch the pressure cooker mentality and unlock some strategies to help you embrace your beautiful imperfections. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you break free from the shackles of perfectionism. Firstly, recognize that striving for perfection is often rooted in fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough. But remember, those fears are just whispers, not roars. They're trying to hold you back, but you have the power to choose courage over fear. Secondly, celebrate progress over perfection. Every small step forward is a victory. Did you finish that project? Awesome. Is it flawless? Maybe not, but who cares? You got it done. Focus on celebrating your accomplishments, big and small, because they add up to a beautiful story. Remember that quote by Maya Angelou. Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. When you stumble, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. It's okay to not be perfect. In fact, embracing your imperfections makes you more relatable and authentic. Fourthly, learn to say no. It's crucial to set boundaries and prioritize your well-being. Don't overcommit yourself just to please everyone else. Remember, saying no sometimes is a powerful way to protect your time and energy. You've got to recharge to keep going. Finally, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Comparing yourself to others will only leave you feeling inadequate and discouraged. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique strengths. You are perfectly imperfect, and that's what makes you amazing. Speaking of imperfection, let me tell you a quick story. A few weeks ago, I was invited to speak at this incredible conference about creativity. Now, I love public speaking, but I also get pretty nervous before big events. I spent days stressing over my presentation, meticulously crafting every slide and rehearsing every word. I even tried on different outfits 3 times. I felt like a contestant in a beauty pageant for public speakers. On the day of the event, I arrived early to set up, feeling like a bundle of nerves. As I was plugging in my laptop, I noticed a small stain on my dress shirt. My heart sank. Of course, it happened right before the biggest presentation of my career. I wanted to run and hide, but then I stopped and thought, Laura, you're amazing even with the little stain. Your message matters more than what you're wearing. So I took a deep breath, embraced the imperfection, and rocked that presentation. The audience loved it, and I felt so much lighter knowing I haven't let perfectionism hold me back. Remember, your worth isn't defined by your accomplishments or how flawlessly you execute every task. It's about showing up authentically, embracing your imperfections, and living a life filled with purpose and joy. So, what will you do today to break free from the chains of perfectionism? Take a small step. Maybe it's saying no to something that doesn't serve you, celebrating a small victory, or simply being kind to yourself. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of anxiety relief and leave us a review if you found it helpful. Until next time, keep shining your beautiful, imperfect light.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.